The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a mother-daughter knitting production. This week's segments include On the Needles, Knitting News, Mother Knows Best, and When Knitting Attacks. Come on, let's chat. Alrighty, well, welcome back, listeners. We have had a really exciting week.
So we have.
So let's get started.
Sure.
Hey, Mom, what do you got in your needles?
Well, I just frogged yet another sock pair because the pattern I originally picked didn't make the yarn pop and the yarn drowned the pattern. So ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Off we go.
Well, that's unfortunate. How about on the needles rather than recently stripped off of the needles?
Okay. I've been working on the right side, wrong side cable socks that I'd been working on last week. Uh-huh. And I finished sock number one, and that was exciting by itself. And I didn't realize this was marked with a number four difficulty grade, so for an experienced knitter, which is fine.
So you got a little bit more than you were hoping for.
Well, it's not zoning and dozing by knitting. I do have to pay some attention. And I was kind of feeling stupid because I still haven't memorized the pattern. And the sock number one is done. Uh-huh. So I'm feeling kind of dense.
I don't see why. I'm actually looking at the chart and it's what? A 13-stitch repeat? 10-stitch repeat?
Something like that, and it's a 12-row pattern.
Which is a lot to memorize.
So I haven't. And there was, I think there was an errata, because what I knitted up originally looked like chili peppers, according to the pattern, and I looked at the picture, and I did a slight tweak in the directions, and now it looks like what the pattern, the picture and the pattern, and it's like little wings. To me, it looks like little birds sitting with their tails pointing in different directions.
Kind of like an Escher, a little bit.
You think so?
Well, from this angle, it does.
Okay. And this is really interesting because usually if you have any kind of lace pattern, you have yarn overs to make up for the knit togethers.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how many stitches you knit together or yarn over, at the end of the row, you still have the same amount of numbers.
If the pattern's written correctly.
Well, this pattern is written correctly, numbers-wise, but the number of stitches per row fluctuates. So,
That's disconcerting.
It makes you really uncomfortable, and you have to knit outside the box.
No, that works.
So you start with your original number of stitches, and then with yarn overs, you increase you till you get to the next step, and then all these stitches that have been increased are knitted together into one stitch, and you're back to your original knit count.
Is that comfortable, or is it a little bit awkward?
It is very awkward, and I've been fighting with it, and the amount of stitches I'm supposed to knit back together at one time, I can't manage, so I've been trying to fudge that.
Are your needles sharp enough?
Needles are sharp enough, but it's a matter of binding a bunch of stitches together at one time. And it's more than two stitches. Two stitches knit together is no problem. This is more. And it becomes tricky.
It's the nightmare of the nup.
I haven't knitted nups. But it's a varying stitch count. And so you can't count your row and make sure you have the right amount of stitches because it changes from row to row. But apart from that, now that I've got that dealt with, I'm starting to enjoy it more. And another thing is the sock yarn varies. It gets lighter and darker and lighter again.
So she's using a shade of Cherry Tree Hill's Super Sock Oh, just kidding. It's the JoJo Land. The Super Sokka is what's sitting in her lap. She's using a pink variegated version of the JoJo Land melody. And it goes from these really beautiful dusty pinks into a deep...
dark.
A darker pink, mm-hmm. like a magenta, but not vibrant.
And I like my color progression to be smooth.
It's very subtle.
Yes, but it gets not subtle enough when it comes to the heel, because I knitted the heel continuous.
Uh-huh.
And for the next sock, not that anybody but myself will know, I'm going to knit the heel flap out of the other end of the sock, so my color progression on top won't be interrupted.
That's kind of nitpicky, but if it makes you happy, it makes you happy.
You know, my last pair of socks, one of the cuffs is 4.5 inches and the other one is 7 inches, and I'm fine with that.
Uh-huh.
But this bothers me. Go figure.
I can't imagine. So I'm working on the Persephone scarf by Miriam Felton. She wrote Juno Regina for Nitty, and she designed the Icarus shawl that was in Interweave Knits a few years back. Basically, I love her lace work. I think that she's a genius. And the Persephone scarf is really interesting. It's a little bit more involved than the Juno Regina, which I did a little while back. And it's really fun to knit. The repeat is about 100 rows long, and don't let that discourage you, because it's interesting, but it's not so engaging that you have to really super focus on it. Like, I was watching the Indiana Jones movies while I was working on mine. So I'm really excited about it. I'm using my hand-spun Buffalo Gals Bison, and it takes about 350 yards, which was pretty much exactly what I had. So that was really, really cool. And it's starting to look really nice.
Now, you gave me a kit for the Persephone scarf.
Uh-huh.
And that lovely red.
Yeah.
With the pattern and with those awesome red glass needles.
Yeah.
Why am I not working on it right now?
That would be a good question, Mom. Why are you not working on
because
it?
Because you're a brat and you're knitting on the sly.
I'm not knitting on the sly. You were home when I was working. You were here when I was working on it.
And what was I doing?
Working on a sock, I'm sure.
And why didn't you say, Mommy, why don't we do this together? You are a brat.
I am a brat. It is now on the internet. I am a brat. It's official.
You're a very cute brat.
Other than that, I finished the mystery pink socks, which are now no longer a mystery. They are knit out of the Pagewood Farms Yukon hand-dyed bamboo sock yarn. Say that a few times fast. It's the longest yarn name ever.
So the label turned up?
The label was in the box of stuff I shipped home. So the label did turn up. I finished the socks today on Sunday, while I was at the new Indiana Jones movie, which was interesting but irrelevant. And they're done. So I will weave in those ends and wear them. Have you picked your sweater yet for the Desiree's baby sweater knit-along?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do one of the four sweaters that was on the Knitting Daily email.
Uh-huh.
And the one that I picked is called Yeti.
The Yeti sweater.
The Yeti. And it's knitted out of very fuzzy yarn. And there is this interesting purplish grapey color fuzzy yarn that I have. And that's going to be it.
You're really going to knit the Yeti sweater?
Well, I also looked at a sweater that they had advertised in Pattern Works catalog.
Yeah.
That is made out of sock yarn.
Oh, yeah.
And Desiree said she wanted something that was mellow. I hate knitting mellow stuff. I'm sorry. What is there anything about me that's mellow?
No.
No. I like to knit out of red or loud colors or bright yellow.
But that comes back to knitting for the intended recipient rather than knitting for yourself. If you're going to knit for somebody else, sometimes we have to cave a little bit and work in colors or fibers that we wouldn't necessarily choose for ourselves.
I'm sure the baby would love it in a bright color.
Yeah, but if Mom won't put baby in it?
We have a problem. Okay, yeah. So mellow purple it is.
I actually have picked my pattern, I think. There's the garter rib sweater out of Debbie Bliss's Quick Baby Knits that I think I'm going to do for mine. I haven't found the yarn quite yet because what she's asking for is frankly mellower than I have in my stash. I don't have any baby yarn that isn't day glow colors. Because I'm of the opinion that if you can't see your child from 100 yards away on the playground,
you have a problem.
You'll have a problem.
Honey, I'm so happy. I'm not going to ever lose you as long as you have this lovely magenta colored hair.
It's not magenta, it's hot pink.
Hot pink?
Hot pink. I'm the envy of children everywhere. I have to say that one of my favorite things, and this is completely off topic, but one of my favorite things about having hot pink hair is going out in public and having children address my hair. At the airport, this little girl was so excited by my pink hair, at the doctor's office. No matter where I go, children want to be me. And the best thing is telling them that my mom made my hair pink. That's the best part, is saying, well, my mom does this for me. So, neener, neener.
I love you, and now they're all jealous of your cool mom who does your hair in this bright,
very bright color. Oh, yeah. I didn't say I didn't do this till I was 25. This is a good time to ease into
When Knitting Attacks.
Well, this isn't knitting so much this week as when yarn sales attack. It has been Memorial Day weekend in the United States, and with Memorial Day weekend comes sales of all sorts of colors and flavors and sizes. And in our neck of the woods, we got a lovely email from a couple of our local yarn stores letting us know that they were having a huge Memorial Day sale. So, silly me, I went in and there was my kryptonite right there on the table. 40% off. Cashmere. When was the last time anyone could resist cashmere at 40% off? I'm not morally weak myself, I think. I think normally I'm a very strong-willed individual. But you put cashmere on sale in front of me, and I cannot resist. It brings down even the strongest of resolutions.
Well, one of our local yarn store evil yarn enablers and pushers pointed me to that table and said, Gigi, we have cashmere on sale, red cashmere, no less. And obviously she knows about my weakness for the color red.
Uh-huh.
And I went and looked, and I'm looking for something to go on sale, but red cashmere wasn't really what I had planned to buy. And fortunately or unfortunately, it wasn't the right color cashmere. So,
you know it's easy enough to make it the right color of cashmere, right?
Be quiet.
I'm not helpful.
No, you're not. Be quiet. Be quiet.
In any case, I brought home a couple of projects worth of cashmere.
Oh!
In the right colors. It's sitting on the table right across from us, being beautiful.
The bag that's bulging at the seams?
Bulging is a very strong word. The bag is straining at best. In any case, I hope you all hit all of your local yarn stores for their sales, because let me tell you, this weekend has been a good weekend for yarn for me.
Has it now? What did you buy?
Well, I got two different colors of the Granosco cashmere, and I bought a little bit of art fibers. I got a little of their silk and a little bit of their cashmere, just because I want to try it. I haven't actually knit with their all silk before, and I'm actually rather looking forward to trying it and letting you know how I liked it. As far as the Granosco cashmere is concerned, I've worked with it before and I really, really like it. It has a really lovely hand to it, and the longer it wears, the better it looks.
Ooh, that's good to know.
Well, cashmere is one of those fibers that blossoms really nicely. Not blossoms, it blooms. And it gets this beautiful halo, and it feels as good as it looks, so.
Or maybe even better.
Or maybe even better, but everyone wins. Everyone wins with cashmere.
Now, this is 100% cashmere, so you can machine wash and dry it?
In theory, a lot of people are afraid to machine wash and dry cashmere, but because it's so short staple, if it's not blended with anything, so no wool, no nothing, it won't felt. Now, don't go ahead and toss all your cashmere goodies in the washer and dryer, because sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, and if things are mislabeled or not entirely forthright about their fiber contents, you will spend many hours crying. I had a couple of sweaters I bought that purported to be cashmere that got a little bit snugger.
On the other hand, the turtlenecks we bought 5 years ago
didn't felt at all. They just bloomed.
And they get worn twice a week and washed twice a week in the wintertime, and they're awesome.
They are. So with cashmere, it's kind of hit or miss. I would always do a swatch before you washer and dryer anything. And as the yarn harlot says, some things are not meant to be machine washed and dried. People are not washed and dried in machines, and If you've knit something out of cashmere, just take the time and hand wash it for safety. But other than that, that's pretty much it for my when knitting attacks. It's when yarn sales attack this week.
This sounds like a good time to segue into Mother Knows Best.
Sounds perfect.
And this week, I'd like to talk about knitting in public, with Knit in Public Day coming up, what's the 14th mm-hmm. of next month. Go out and knit in public. Sometimes knitting seems to be very solitary, and it doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't necessarily be.
It's really important to go out and socialize. I also feel like in this very, and the internet now is different than it was 10 years ago or 5 years ago, where you could sit at home and never socialize with anyone, but now the internet seems to be moving towards social networking, and with sites like Ravelry and Facebook and MySpace and all these social networking sites, there is no reason to feel like you're all alone. There are knitting support groups for all sorts of things and just people who hang out and knit and have a good time. So it's really important to get out and socialize. Being part of a knitting group is huge.
My best friends are my knitting group now.
Yeah.
And they're an awesome group of women. Also, especially the mature knitters should go out in droves, knit at your local Starbucks, knit out in public, knit on the train. If you're the ball game type, there are Stitch and Pitch.
Stitch and Pitch is coming up in July.
And I know some of our friends who, like the San Jose Sharks hockey team,
yeah,
go to the Shark Tank, which is the sports arena yeah. when the Sharks are playing, and they sit in it during hockey games. And I think that's wonderful for dispelling the myth of,
this is what a knitter looks like, this is who a knitter is.
Yes. So we are hip, we're happening. The age range is anywhere from, what, 15 to...
younger.
95?
I would say younger to older.
Younger to older. And we shouldn't be stereotyped. I get really cranky when people say, oh, you knit? You don't look like you should be knitting.
You're far too young. No, absolutely. But more than that, it's really important to go out and have networks. It's important to have people who you can talk to. It's important to use this thing that unites us to just get out and be around people. A lot of people who I talk to before they started knitting had problems feeling like they connected with people or with other people. And they hid behind their computers and they hid in their houses and they were all alone until they started knitting. And I was fortunate enough, Mom and I both worked at the same yarn shop for quite a few years, and it was a very social knitting shop. And you saw all sorts of people and all, I mean, for the most part, knitters are really incredible people.
Yep.
They're helpful, they're friendly, and heaven knows when things get bad, they are...
they're there to help.
They're always so reliable. I mean, when Andrew, my husband was in the hospital last year, and my knitting group were the ones who came out and helped when, you know, he was sick and I couldn't manage to get to the grocery store because...
you were sitting with him in the hospital?
I was sitting with him in the hospital, or I was running back and forth and doing things that had to get done. I couldn't, you know, they were the ones who came out for me. And that's the incredible thing, is that in an increasingly independent and isolated society, we can connect. And
absolutely.
It's so important.
These women are awesome. And
not just women either.
True. That's right. Our knitting group isn't all female.
No, we have guys in our knitting group, and there are lots of guys in the knitting community. They shouldn't be counted out just because they're guys.
See, that's another stereotype that needs to be dispelled.
Exactly.
So, but yes, these women are amazing. And another thing that's interesting about our knitting group is the age span.
Yeah. I think I'm the youngest.
You are the youngest, and I'm not the oldest. I'm the second oldest.
I think so. Ursula's, yes. I think, older than you are.
A little bit. And also, we're ethnically very diverse. So our backgrounds are all very different.
And our upbringings were certainly all very different.
And knitting is what brings us together, despite the very different other interests that we have.
Yep.
So to get to the point, go out, meet other people, meet other knitting groups, and socialize. Make this a springboard for your social network. A really good beginning place is your local yarn store. Meet people there and take it from there.
And you don't have to host at your house. Just Find out if there's a group that meets somewhere locally to you, and if that group isn't a good fit, try another one. There will be a group that is a good fit for you. Because we're all different. We all like different things. Our group is very outgoing and gregarious, but we're a little bit much for other people.
Bit overwhelming, yeah.
But our group likes that, and the quieter groups don't meet here.
That's right. And there are people who actually enjoy sitting with Hurricane Jasmine and Tornado Mom, because we're loud enough that they can just be and enjoy the spectacle.
Yeah, that's actually where we got the suggestion to podcast from. So get out and knit. This week in knitting news, we have a little bit of sad news. Knitting Arts, one of our local yarn stores in Saratoga, California, is closing. The owner has decided to go more into the design end and do less of the retail, from what I understand. So please do go and shop their closing sale so that they can get it done.
Yes, and she can have funds to devote to her designing. And if the models I've seen are indicative of her designs, this will be a good thing too.
Yeah, it will be. Other than that, we've got spinning at the Retzlaff Winery coming up. That's going to be next Saturday, May 31st, at the Retzlaff Winery in Livermore. There are vendors, there is spinning, and it's really, really fun. And there's wine.
Oh, yes. The wine was good last time.
The wine was good. They also had a sommelier, who is this incredibly good-looking fireman.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we have pictures with him. He was very good-natured about the spinners and the knitters, so it's a lot of fun. If you're going to be around Livermore or you're willing to drive a little bit, it's about an hour drive for us, but we're all going to make the trek out there, so please do join us. If you're looking specifically for us, I have pink hair, and Mom is usually not far away, and I'm pretty easy to find.
Clucking over you.
Clucking over me. That's exciting. We also have Worldwide Knit in Public Day. That is Saturday, June 14th. That's the second Saturday in June. If you want to come to the Bay Area one that we are hosting, we will be at Santana Row. That is off of Stevens Creek Boulevard and Winchester.
How much hosting are we going to do?
Well, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there. Thank you.
We'll fake host. We'll be there. We're going to be there between 1 and 4 p.m. We'll be sitting in the center section. If you do decide to come, please bring your knitting or spinning or crocheting or whatever, and a chair and sunscreen and pot and some snacks maybe. There is food nearby, but depending on what your dietary situation is, it can be a little bit iffy. There's a great Ben & Jerry's, which is part of the appeal of doing it at Santana Row, because there's a Ben & Jerry's within eyeshot of where we'll be sitting. So do bring something to sit on, because last year there was an issue with having enough chairs.
There are also good coffee shops nearby.
There's a couple of good coffee shops, yeah.
So, yeah.
Excellent. If you're not local, it is fairly likely that your local yarn store will have something planned for a Worldwide Knit in Public Day. So please do check with them if you are not local to our area or you're not interested in coming to ours.
Well, it might be a drive, because we've gotten mail from people as far as New Zealand and Prince Edward Island in Canada. I don't think it's quite reasonable to expect them to come.
That's true. That's very, very true. So do check with your local yarn shops and see what they're doing, because you might have more fun there.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's it for news and things. I'm actually trying to get more into knitting big items. I'm having a really hard time getting push started on big stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm knitting a lot of socks, and I love knitting socks, but I decided I needed to knit more challenging socks, and vanilla only goes so far in the way of socks, and I'm boring myself with knitting just vanilla socks. And so the other problem is that while I'm podcasting, or while we're recording, I can't be sitting there going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that doesn't work. So I need to have something in my hands that I can knit on autopilot.
Yeah.
And I had started this pretty sweater out of this really nice black and red
hand paint cascade.
Me wearing black and red. Who would have thought?
Who'd have thunk?
So, but it's a really pretty sweater, and I'll be able to wear it to work because it's conservative enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got loads and loads of
Stockinette.
Yeah, and I can do that. And I'll probably brush off my Einstein coat and finish working on that too. That's going to come out of the UFO bin. And I've got a number of other yarn choices that I had bought with this particular pattern in mind. So I think I'm going to be knitting on this while we record. Of course, I need to tweak a couple of things, and when we're done recording, I would like you to see how it fits and if I can start the neckline.
Excellent.
Yes. I always like to have you around to bounce stuff off of your lovely little head.
You know, it's true. I talked last week about wanting to start my Not Your Standard Issue sweatshirt from the Yarn Girl's Guide to Simple Knits. And I did my swatch, and my swatch just looks really, really good. But every time I want to grab my knitting and go, I haven't had a chance to sit down and do the planning. So I mentioned last week that I was kind of interested in maybe putting in some shaping. And at this point, all the feedback I've gotten from everybody, listeners, other knitters, people in public, is just that I should add the shaping and I shouldn't be lazy. I should go forward and do it the way that I know is going to look good on me. So I have to actually sit and chart out what I'm going to do so that I can take it in public. Because again, it's all just acres and acres and acres of stockinette stitch, but with some shaping here and there. And it makes really excellent out and about knitting. So
yeah, and if you got it, flaunt it.
Well, the whole thing is it's just getting started for me. I just have to get push started so that I can get my momentum.
Yes.
And I think that's the hardest part for me, is just sitting down and getting started.
Yes. I'm perfectly happy to start my knitting, just pick up some yarn and needles and start knitting. But the problem with that is,
it doesn't always end up so well.
It usually ends up frogged.
Yeah.
And then I need to do some swatching and figuring out what the yarn wants to be. And you really have to listen to your yarn when it tells you what it wants to be.
That too.
Franklin was talking in his blog about this, because he had done this lovely lace work on a shawl. And he said the yarn told him it was too thick. And so he frogged an amazing amount of work. And I just shuddered to think how many hours that was. But the yarn didn't want to be that particular pattern.
It's true.
And if it's fighting you, it's not a good idea.
You should go with whatever. You should always go with your gut, whether it's knitting or otherwise. But if you know that something is not going to work or it's a bad idea, just stop, reassess.
In a fight between you and the yarn?
The yarn will win.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm actually working on a sock out of some yarn we'll hopefully be able to review next week. And it's very exciting, and it's very much mom's colors. So I'm just plowing through a vanilla sock to see how I like it. So you guys can get my authoritative opinion.
Yeah,
on this.
I was
new
kind
yarn.
Of hoping to be able to do the review on that particular colorway myself.
Really?
Yes.
It's a beautiful red yarn, but we won't give too much of a spoiler this week. But I'm enjoying it so far. So.
So is it going to go on the cover sheet of our blog site
next week?
Excellent.
It'll be in the show notes. On the spoiler thread, we've got some really exciting stuff we're cooking up for you guys for this season, and we are super excited about it, but we're not giving any of it away. So do stay tuned and keep listening. Well, we come to the end of our podcast. We'd like to give a special thank you to Patrick Leiden for our lovely theme song, to the gals at Pearlescence Yarns for offering up yarns to review, and to you, our listeners, who keep us from just talking into space, and especially those listeners who have given us feedback. We do appreciate it so much. As always, you can find our show notes at knitmoregirls.blogspot.com, knitmoregirls.blogspot.com, and you can reach us via email at knitmoregirls@yahoo.com. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.